There are few things in this world that are at the same time simpler, easier, and cheaper to deliver than good old-fashioned kindness. If that's the case, why are people so rude to each other these days? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I think it's true. As we find ourselves more and more under pressure, under the gun as it were, we become more inwardly focused and less prone to being kind. When my needs matter more than your needs, when me getting ahead in the line is more important than you being served, simple kindness goes out the window. And what takes over is a kind of dog-eat-dog abruptness, rudeness, pushiness. My local cafe had this little piece of wisdom written on a blackboard outside its front door. Today, you could be talking to someone who's trying their best not to fall apart. So whatever you do today, do it with kindness in your heart. You and I have both had those sorts of days when it's about all we can do just to hold things together, simply to stop ourselves from falling apart. And on those days, the smallest, the teensy-weensiest little act of kindness, a fleeting smile, a thank you to the young man serving you in the checkout, a wave to the barista on your way out of the cafe with a hey, that was an awesome coffee, can light up someone's world. So no matter how much pressure you find yourself under, never be bitter, angry, or mad. Never shout angrily or say things to hurt others. Never do anything evil. But instead, be kind and loving to each other, forgiving each other the same as God forgave you through Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21. Because you could well be talking to someone today who's trying their best not to fall apart. That's God's word fresh for you today. Imagine the power of that one passage rippling out through you into the lives of those around you. That's the power of God's word, and that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.